Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. This is going to be a fun one. You found the Holderness Family Podcast, and you're about to find us one time zone over in Texas.
We had a live recording of our podcast at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where we talked about mostly thriving with ADHD.
Yeah, as you know, we just finished writing a book called ADHD is Awesome, a guide to mostly thriving with ADHD. By the way, it is available for pre-order now. It does come out April 30th. I want to acknowledge those of you with ADHD and say, I know it's a tough ask for me to get you to order something 6 to 7 weeks before it comes out and have to wait that long. But patience is something that we as ADHD people can be excited about. And okay. In the meantime, we're going to tell you a lot about the book.
Go to ADHDisAwesomeBook.com. That's ADHDisAwesomeBook.com to pre-order. And if you're interested in getting a signed copy, we're going to be doing a live stream with Talk Shop Live next week. So stay tuned on that or join our newsletter to get all the information. I feel like I'm giving you a lot of information right now, but go to theholdernessfamily.com and you can sign up for a newsletter.
Can I give a little bit more information?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, before we get to this podcast, a quick reminder that we invented a game. It's called What the Flock. It's a really fun card game. It's right now, it is on sale for 20% off when you add it to cart on our website. So on theholdernessfamily.com. We'll put that link in the show notes.
Okay, now a very special live edition of our podcast from South by Southwest.
Honored that so many of you came here to watch us live or just thought that since we're running late, someone else was going to be here right now.
We're really appreciative of you. If you haven't heard of us before, we make these really goofy videos on the internet, and we try to make entertainment about all of the curveballs that life throws our way. In our podcast, I think it allows more time for some nuance to extend those conversations about those curveballs.
One of the biggest curveballs that we have been thrown has been the fact that I am an adult with a fairly pronounced case of ADHD. I am so lucky to be part of a family that has helped me get through it and has helped me partner with it. And so today we're going to talk about that journey. The first thing we're going to talk about is what ADHD actually is, because the definition of ADHD is a little ADHD. Like, not everyone has a full beat on what it is. I didn't until I started researching this book that we're writing. Number two, we're going to talk about how to partner with ADHD, kind of striking the balance between acceptance and accountability on my part. And the last thing we're going to talk about is getting systems in place so that you can thrive with ADHD.
Because we are video people, we thought we would start with a quick video. Just real quick, let's take a look.
It's going to work.
This particular species of ADHD needs coffee, his phone, keys, and wallet. He finds his keys under the couch. He locates his phone in the pantry by the crisps, then spends 20 minutes looking for his wallet in every pair of pants he's worn in the last week. He finds it in the washer, soaking wet. Now in the wild, he must forage for his family. Eggs, dry cleaning, a socket wrench. It's time to take his clothes into the cleaners. The trunk of this ADHD's car is a wonderland of discovery. What's this? It's the socket wrench. He's found it. There's no need to buy a new one. Huzzah! He drives away triumphantly, forgetting to drop off the dry cleaning. It's time to find some eggs. But to find them, the ADHDer must pass through the most perilous passage known to man. The electronic section at Costco. He must keep his eyes straight ahead, because any one of these wonders will cause complete amnesia as to why he is here. He must look away from the 77-inch 4K TV playing a snowboarding video. He must look away from the giant Bluetooth speaker with fancy neon lights. And he absolutely must look away from the gigantic cocoon-shaped full-body massager. He's made it through to the sock department. That was close. He finds the massive container of eggs, but then receives a textual message from his mate. She also needs pasta, canned albacore tuna, a giant pancake mix, a tub of pasta sauce, and a year's supply of paper towels. His arms are now quite full, but this ADHDer is equipped with a blind sense of confidence that he can carry anything, and shopping carts are for losers.
Thank you for indulging us there.
Okay, Ross, I'm sorry about that horrible British accent. You have a real one, mine is fake. I'm sorry. I'm glad you guys laughed. Maybe you've seen something like this in your family. Maybe you've seen something like this with someone that you love. The truth is, we can laugh at it, but the rest of it is, Kim, this affects our family dynamic. How does my ADHD affect our family dynamic?
Starting off with a good one. Okay, yeah. I will first say everything that made me fall in love with you, I think I could trace back to your ADHD. The funniest person I've ever met, the just gregarious and spontaneous, like all of those things are his ADHD. And then it wasn't until we had young kids when I realized, oh wait, there's other people in the room. He can't really just focus on me. And it got really pronounced. We went to marriage counseling about this. I mean, I felt like he wasn't listening to me ever. There was people would joke, oh, do you feel like you're raising three kids? Yeah. And it sucked. You've done a lot of work. I don't love like going to do the deep dive into that part of our story because we have done so much work on that. And I see you squirming a little bit here. And I see your face.
Well,
I know, but it's an important part of the story.
Yeah, I'm glad you're telling it. I'm squirming because I feel ashamed and I feel a little bit broken every time I think about those things, or I used to feel extremely broken. The ADHDers are people pleasers. The last thing we want to do is let somebody down. And so when it happens like that, or I'm going to tell a story a couple of years ago, I was trying to be a good partner and a good parent. And I wanted to, my wife had a doctor's appointment. I wanted to get up. I wanted to get the kids ready for school. I wanted to get the water bottles. I wanted to carpool them and get home. And part of that was making eggs. No, bacon. It was bacon. Special morning. And I was 20 minutes out almost at the school. And I got a call from my wife saying that the fire alarm went off.
I got a call sitting in the doctor's office from Ring saying there's a fire alarm going off in your house.
So I knew instantly that I'd left the stove on and there was bacon grease like flaming in the middle of my kitchen. And so I called a neighbor. She agreed to go in and check on it. As she walked in, our dog ran out because she was freaking out. She got the pan out. It wasn't on fire, but she got it outside. She was chasing my dog around. My neighbor tripped chasing my dog and cut her finger. So I got home from carpool and there's my neighbor sitting on the curb of my house with my dog just covered in blood. And I thought I was going to need to take her to the emergency room. Luckily, we didn't. But I looked at this just disaster scene and knew that it was because I couldn't get my shit together. You felt frustration. You felt resentment. Right?
It's a lot. And those situations were happening a lot. I did say we went to marriage counseling. But also at that point, Penn did the deepest of deep dive. Like, why does my brain keep me from doing these basic things? We were learning so much, and they always say, like, write the book you need. Like, our family needed this book, so we have a book coming out called ADHD is Awesome. And our family needed this book. So Penn talked to a lot of really brilliant doctors and did so much research. And through that process, I learned so much. And I would say the most shocking thing I learned in all the work he did was how underdiagnosed women and girls are with ADHD, and it just pissed me off hearing how underdiagnosed women and girls are.
Do you guys want to know why women are underdiagnosed?
They can guess why. They know why.
You probably do. So traditionally, I'm just saying traditionally, girls are expected to internalize their problems, their difficulties when something goes wrong, especially when you're a girl. You're supposed to sit still. You're expected to behave. Boys, if they run around, if they act crazy, those are boys being boys. That looks symptomatic to ADHD. As a result, this is Marcy Caldwell, a psychologist we talked to. Girls are just as likely genetically to have ADHD as boys, but boys are diagnosed 2 to 3 times more. So fast forward to being a woman and you haven't been diagnosed yet. So now, in a stereotypical heterosexual relationship, you are expected to flawlessly get the groceries, get the kids out to school.
Carry the mental load.
Carry the entire mental load. Sign up genius, like all of these things.
Sign up genius is an entire,
right.
Everybody needs an assistant just to do sign up genius. I need an assistant just to read school emails.
Yeah. As a result, I know that there is a lot of shame. Like I told you about the shame that I feel, there's a lot of shame from women who've been undiagnosed.
We do a lot of content around ADHD and we get comments all the time. And I wrote one down I want to read to you from Instagram. She says, it's interesting that female symptoms are different from males and very often don't get diagnosed. And many women going through menopause get ADHD symptoms. My husband and son have it as well as myself. It's not always easy, but understanding it more helps. So just getting that diagnosis as a woman can help explain so much. I'll also say the same goes for minorities. A black and brown child is not as likely as a white kid to get diagnosed with ADHD. A lot of times those behavior problems get chalked up. It just gets chalked up to as a behavior problem. And there's also a lot of mistrust. We talked to a doctor, Dr. Tomoni Coker. She said there's a suspicion in the black community that the ADHD label is being used as an excuse to dismiss and pathologize black boys in particular. So there's a lot of children out there that could really benefit from this diagnosis and they just aren't getting it.
So what is ADHD? Maybe this will help, right? Let's start with what it's not, and this is hilarious because it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. That's wrong. It's not a deficit of attention. Ask anyone with ADHD. We have a ton of attention. We have trouble focusing that attention. ADHD is a disorder that affects the executive function of your brain. So you would see us as spacing out or being fixated while everything else falls through the cracks. Dr. Caldwell, who helped us so much with this book, gave the best metaphor I've ever heard for the ADHD brain. Somewhere in this room, there's probably a mixing board for all of the lights here, right? There's you bring up a little bit of the light here, you've got the light here, you've got this screen back here, and you've seen these in concerts, right? These big, like Dr. Dre is like sitting in front of it in the Super Bowl. And you can, remember, he was literally sitting in front of a mixing board in the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
So you can put 30% up a neurotypical brain on one task, 30% on another task, 20% on one task, put another one in the back burner here at 10. That's what the normal brain can do. My brain and the brain of an ADHDer has on and off switches where those dimmers are supposed to be. And you can only put one thing on at a time. And once that thing is on, you're in trouble with everything else that's off. That can cause a lot of problems. It can also lead to a lot of advantages, right?
Right, hyperfocus.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Penn, what's the first thing you'd do if you ever had an extra hour in your day?
I feel like you already know the answer.
Is it play pickleball?
Yeah, or tennis. Something on a court. And let's see. You would go on a long walk, maybe?
I love a long walk.
Yeah.
Or maybe I would choose to read all of those books that I have stacked on my nightstand.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. You do love reading. And a lot of us spend our lives wishing that we all had more time.
Agreed. It never seems like there's enough time in the day. And you really have to identify what's important to you and prioritize it in your schedule.
So therapy can really help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it.
BetterHelp matches you with a licensed therapist so you can be the best version of yourself.
You take a brief questionnaire to get matched, and you can switch therapists anytime you want for no additional charge.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Holderness today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp,
HELP.com/Holdren.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy.
Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting, or even exhilarating. But one thing's for certain, if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you will gain insights and uncover truths that you can only find in therapy.
Get those personal breakthroughs and judgment-free support by signing up for Talkspace.
At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours.
There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy.
Talkspace is also affordable and in-network with most major insurers.
To celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering every listener of this podcast $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com/Holdren.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/Holdren to get $80 off your first month with code SPACE80. And to show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/Holdren with code SPACE80.
Yes.
So we were on this television show called The Amazing Race, and a fellow contestant, Natalia, is in the audience as well. And I think looking back now, well, we won, by the way, but like I think one of the reasons we won is because this guy, I thought going in, I was going to be the savior. I was going to be the one who like had the attention to detail. But my like neurotypical brain, I was seeing everything. I was seeing the guy with the camera and the audio. I was seeing the other teams. I was seeing Natalia come and go and leave me behind. And like, I was seeing all this stuff happen. His brain allowed him to hyper-focus on that one thing in front of him. And like, it's some weird shit they have you do. And he's like doing a mule thing and making cheese, and he was killing it. And so it was this almost unfair advantage, this hyper-focus.
Along with that, if you can keep that one thing on, ADHDers can be innovators. Einstein and Edison were rumored to have ADHD according to biographies on their behavior. We are spontaneous. That's also kind of nice. That sometimes leads to humor. We are also more creative. So just a quick fun exercise. Think of an alien fruit right now. Like, what's the first thing that pops up in your head?
Just if you had to imagine fruit. a fruit would look like on an alien planet.
Yeah.
Like a lychee?
Okay. So there was a study at UCLA about what an alien fruit looks like. And people who have neurotypical brains thought of like an apple with stripes or something that felt
already
like
a different color.
The people with ADHD, their fruits had hair, tongues, hammers,
teeth,
personalities. They completely deconstructed what a fruit actually was. And so it was an interesting study just to show that there is a creative side of it. So there's some good stuff, right? There's some good
stuff.
When you leave that light, that one light switch on, it's great. But is regular life anywhere near like that? There are things hurtling at you from every single direction. And for people with ADHD, things fall through the cracks, for me in particular. The final thing that we really learned about ADHD is that these things that are happening, these behaviors of forgetfulness, are involuntary symptoms, which means there's nothing that we can do about it. And I know that sucks to hear, for a partner of ADHD.
It sounds like every time I was hearing that, you know, reading about this, it's like, oh, sorry, sucks to be you. I have ADHD. I can't help it. Like, it sounded like an excuse, quite honestly. And as a partner and a parent with ADHD, you know, to somebody with ADHD, it sucked.
You're touching on right now probably the number one issue in partnering with ADHD is balancing you accepting me for what I am with my responsibility and accountability that I have to take. So we're going to talk about this in a bit. I've got to work my ass off to get systems in place so people can at least see that I'm trying to make things easier and I can maximize my ADHD. But what she's doing may be even more incredible, which is not only accepting everything that we've learned and me for what I am, but also meeting me where I am and finding, like, tell them about some of the ways that you've learned how to talk to me and how to deal with what has to be some frustration and disappointment when things start falling through the cracks.
I just also want to acknowledge my microphone is very flaccid. It is like very...
Right. That is a different health seminar.
That is a different conference, you guys, but also very important.
We've got Cindy Ecker here.
Cindy Eckert's here.
Yeah, she could talk a little bit about,
all about it.
The female side of that.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm just gonna hold it like this.
Do you want me to try to tighten it?
No, I got it.
Is there some?
And
kind
now
of,
it's awkward because you guys are imagining weird things.
Yeah, come on. Hey.
Okay. No. I'm good. Okay. You talk. Thank you. Okay. Always taking care of me. Thank you. So there are three specific things that I have had to do the work. Again, we went to marriage counseling over this, and I wanted to roll my eyes in the back of my head. The first thing the guy said to me. Connect, don't correct. Ugh. So, you know, the smoke alarm goes off. Our neighbors heard us. Like, I'm at the doctor. I feel like I'm raising three kids. I'm not supposed to acknowledge this. As humans, we need connection. As humans, we need empathy. I came home. He was crying. He was so upset. He already felt all the shame. Me piling on top of that was not going to help. So it took everything I had. I was like, wow, babe, that really sucks. I'm sorry that happened. You must be overwhelmed right now. And that just lowers the temperature. And I think we could all benefit from that. But in the neurodiverse community, in the neurodiverse brain, I think it especially needs that sort of connection. The next is I accentuate the positive. And we again, all could benefit from this. I mean, I had a fifth grade teacher who told me I was a good writer. And now look what I do for a living. So when I catch my son or I catch Penn doing something that I know is hard, I try to really reward that. So I was going through it last week in particular, and he closed his laptop, put his phone down, walked down, sit next to me, knee to knee, shoulder to, like, squared up, and he focused, looked eye to eye, and he was asking me questions, and he was listening to the answers and cared about the answers. And afterwards it was, well, babe, thanks. That meant a lot to me that you took that time to listen. And the last one, again, I still struggle with a bit, is kind of setting small, reasonable goals. I also call this lower your expectations. But I can give, one thing at a time. And my son in particular, I can't say, hey, buddy, grab a snack, fill out a get your water bottle, get your shoes on. I can't do that. It's one thing at a time. And with my 14-year-old, I'm helping him come up with the list. I'm teaching him how to make the list. But you're a grown man.
Yeah.
I don't want to make your list.
And you don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
But I really, we have to go one thing at a time, reasonable expectations. Even getting out the door here today, it was, do you have this? No, I have to, like, do you have your iPad? Are you wearing shoes? Like, these sort of things. But you have done a good job coming up with your own lists.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for everything that you've done to support me.
You're welcome. You guys, stop.
But now it's time to pay the piper. I got to work my ass off, right? I do. And everyone with ADHD does. Because if you do work your ass off, you're gonna reap all of the benefits of having this, what I believe is a fantastic brain. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I need to do is find out what is important to my partner. What is bothering her the most? There's a long list of things that I do with ADHD that bother her. She does not like it when I crumple up napkins. She doesn't like it when I play with my silverware.
Very fidgety, guys.
Do you want to name some more? I feel like
no,
I should just
no,
let
no,
you
no,
roll.
No, I'm not going to do that. No,
okay.
I'm not going to do that.
She does have a lot of trouble with me leaving the stove on, as should she. She doesn't love it when I leave my keys in the car, as should she not like that. And she doesn't like it when I ask her to make a list. So I prioritize those things. We talk about this in the book. 1 to 5, how much is it bugging your partner? You tackle the fives first, okay? With the stove, anytime I turn on a stove now, I turn on a timer on my iPhone. And it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, however long it thinks I'm going to be on it. If I'm done before then and it goes off, I can stop my alarm. It's fine. I didn't burn the house down, right? With the lists, I make my own lists, and I make them fun for an ADHDer, because the best part about a list is you put this little box on the left side of the thing you have to do.
Oh, and it's so
a little,
fun.
It's a little dopamine hit. Do you guys know about dopamine? Those of you with ADHD, a little dopamine hit every time you check off the list. With the keys, two-pronged here, I wear, I'm not trendy, so that's good. I don't have pants that don't have pockets in them. So I have, in fact, I have an excess of pockets. I have cargo pants. I make sure that
so
all,
sexy,
all my
guys.
Stuff is, yeah. When I leave the house, I sing the glasses, wallet, keys, and phone song. Do you guys know this?
Do it for us here, babe.
We could probably sing it together. Glasses, wallet, keys and phone, glasses, wallet, keys and phone, keys and phone. If you lose them, you are gonna groan. Glasses, wallet, keys and phone,
it's
every
a bop.
Time. Every
it's
time
a bop.
I, yeah. So those are the important things that I do. And now I've had some time to work on the other, like, lower priority things. This is interesting because this just happened, and it had to happen because I was in the multi-gender bathroom that they have here that they've switched over. So there was like just women in the bathroom with me, and people with ADHD, raise your hand. Anyone who has an ADHD kid or adult who leaves the toilet seat up all the time,
ladies,
right? Okay, so I just pee sitting down now.
It saves me a splashdown in the middle of the night,
right?
Yeah.
Also, you never know what's going to happen while you're down
okay,
there.
Okay. Different podcast.
And I want to make sure we have some time for questions. So the last thing I'll say that's one of my favorite hacks is I drive away with my coffee mug on top of the car because I'll have just, you saw in the video, I'll just have crap in my hands and I'll put the coffee mug on top of the car. I'll put this thing in, the light switch turns off. I forgot that the coffee mug was there and I've shattered 3 or 4 of them in the driveway. So I have a magnet that I put on top of my car that just like...
cues him to like not put his...
It doesn't say don't put the coffee mug on the car. It's just a magnet that someone gave me that I put on top of the car. I discovered that not only could you put a magnet on top of the car, you could put a magnet somewhere near a hamper that tells you to like clean out your pockets.
We put it on the washer and dryer.
Yeah, put it on the washer before you like throw it in there.
Before you throw it to know like, oh, empty kami chapsticks we found in there. So by the way, we have some magnets for you guys.
We do have magnets.
Somewhere over here before you leave, and it just says ADHD is awesome.
Right.
They can stick on a stove, they can stick on a washer dryer. They
just
can
wherever
stick
it is
car.
You screw something up or your
wherever
kids
you
screw something
up.
But it's got a positive message. It says ADHD is awesome.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah, you've really worked hard, I have to say, to find those like at the source upstream solutions, if we're going to talk technically. And I just want to say, I'm very proud of you, babe. You've done so much work. And the book that's coming out is just such an act of service and a labor of love. And I hope that it helps families like it's helped our family. And I'm just so proud of you.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. So thank you.
You're right. Yeah.
This is when you... You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. We have a few minutes for questions.
We can be fast.
We have one in the back. Yeah.
You said a little bit about women, maybe. So how did it show up differently for women? I was like, 20s is dumb.
Yeah. So thank you. She was asking how it's different for women than for men. First of all, there's there's several types of ADHD. The two main ones are hyperactive and inattentive. In general, boys are more likely to be, you're going to guess this, diagnosed hyperactive. Women are more likely to be diagnosed inattentive. And it generally shows up just like we said and becomes more difficult when new family members are introduced.
And
because that is the ultimate challenge.
It is also masked, sometimes it's called anxiety. So sometimes you go to the doctor and they'll tell you have anxiety. Also in menopause, it gets, because all these wonderful things are happening in our brain, the brain fog, the inability to focus, the inattentiveness, all of those same symptoms can be traced to menopause as well. So that's why it's so important to find a therapist, a healthcare provider that can help unravel what's ADHD and what's just, you know, menopause, your age. Mm-hmm. I hope that helps. Dr. Mary Claire Haver also had a question.
Mother of two ADHD girls, I've only ever learned about that you shouldn't just your wife be for their
clinic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've never had anyone tell me about life skills like you guys.
Right.
How I need that in school. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank you.
So thank you so much. She was just saying, I'm sorry, Dr. Mary Claire was just saying that she had never heard about the behavioral interventions. She had heard more about the medications. Any doctor you talk to will tell you that some people take medication and it works great. Some people don't and you get by and it's okay. You've got to have the behavioral interventions. Those are the systems that I was just talking about. Everyone needs those. You can't just take the medicine.
Yeah, and I think that Penn, and it like makes me cry thinking about it. He was saying he wrote this for his 13-year-old self because his 13-year-old self really needed this and needed somebody to understand and explain it. So that's the prayer that like all of this research really is able to help families. Oh, a couple more.
Oh my gosh. But you were first. Yes.
Okay.
And then you.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about an adult with ADHD? How do you talk to your children or control them?
You mean if you have ADHD or if your child has ADHD? You tell them. You tell them. You don't tell them I have a disorder. You tell them I have a different type of brain. It is a wonderful brain. It has trouble with executive functioning. And what that means is that when you do something and move on to the next thing, it's possible that the first thing not only is something you forgot, but it never actually entered your memory.
That's the thing. It was one of the big findings is, you know, him turning off or turning on the stove never entered his working memory. It never entered his memory. So it's hard to really get upset with him if it didn't even exist in his brain. And so with our children, we interviewed them for our book and they'll be in the audio book as well, which is really, really sweet. Talking about having a dad with ADHD, what they know is how much fun he is at dinner. Every single day, there's some sort of like new song or game or like he's doing something at dinner. Like they remember the positive stuff. They don't even care about all the negative stuff. They like the sign up genius. Like who cares? Like they don't even it doesn't even matter to them.
Yeah. Hoodie up front.
There's a man here, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah.
So first, thank you for the work that you do. Like our roles are reverse. Bam, I'm in your camp. Kristen and Ben.
Okay.
And so most often, and we have a daughter that was recently, like, you know, diagnosed, but so most of the examples that we see, it's...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we have...
The gender roles are reversed. Yeah.
Right. So thank you for the work that you've done, because she sends me stuff all the time. See?
Yeah. And as the mom and as the wife, like there's this expectation that she's air traffic controller and her brain's not going to let her do that.
And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, just the responsibility to be a mother, to get the kids, the sign of genius of like not getting those.
Aww.
I could hear her when you were saying that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a lot. And it's the conversation that matters, right? It's getting it out there in the open. Like, I'll tell Kim, and you can do this sometimes, I'll tell Kim at about 8 o'clock in the morning, honey, my executive functioning is redlining today. I don't know if I'm going to bat 1,000.
Yeah, and so I'm okay on high alert.
That. Yeah.
I'm on high alert on those days. And it sounds like you have an amazing partner, first of all. Who's, you have a really good partner.
Yes.
Yeah, he's front row.
Well, and, well done.
I walk into the bathroom, like, boom, 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 six drawers closed.
Oh, my gosh. We call, he has an STD, a shedding thing disorder.
That's right.
Yeah.
She has an STD, a shopping at Target disorder.
Yeah.
We both have STDs.
Yes.
But that's a different panel.
That's a different panel. Yeah, and we're getting the... Right. Okay, we have one more question, then we're getting the wrap sign.
This was say, I didn't know who you were. Thanks to my friend asking this, and I have a son with an ADHD on meditation. Took himself off medication meds. You give me such hope, I scream. He's on the way to Dallas for work. And I'm like, you need to look up this guy. Look, you're going to... You are. This is awesome. So I really appreciate you being here, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And
y'all
thank you for
best.
Being here. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, don't forget to get your magnets at the end. Okay.
Yeah, we're Southern. We like bring gifts.
We bring gifts. Okay. Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.